Welcome back to Tech Talk. This is Jess Kelly with you here on News Talk. As ever, if you have any questions for me, you can send them over to techtalk@newstalk.com. Before the break, we were chatting with Alex Cooney of CyberSafe Kids about online safety. And I forgot to mention that parents can listen back to our series called Behind the Screens, which is a four-part podcast that looks at the issue of keeping kids safe online. If you just search for Tech Talk, you'll find that mini-series in the feed. There are two episodes that focus on primary school children, and then there are two that are aimed at the parents of secondary school children. And I know I'm biased, but I think they're a great resource for parents looking for guidance on where to get started and how to get started, but also where to turn to if and when something goes awry. So again, it's called Behind the Screens. You can search for it and take a listen. Now, earlier this week, the results of a nationwide survey carried out by iReach showed that elevated prices for things such as food, energy and health insurance are costing the average household almost $2,000 a year. The same day those results came out, Gomo announced it was entering the fibre broadband market, offering customers a price for life. This is a significant game changer on the face of it, but is it too good to be true? Ciara O'Brien of the Irish Times is with me now. Ciara, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am well, thank you. So as I mentioned there, Gomo is entering the fibre market, which is significant. For those living under a rock or who might have missed it, just remind us what Gomo is.
So Gomo is part of Air. So it's like a little separate network within Air. So it has its own kind of customer service and it has its own customer base. And what they came in at the start, they came in with an offering for customers where they would set the price for, you know, you're fully kind of unlimited within Ireland. So your data, your calls, your texts for $9.99 a month. And for a certain amount of customers, whoever signed up first basically will get that deal. And then the next lot of customers got a slightly more expensive deal, but it was still, I think the next one was only €13 and then it's €15 a month. So, you know, they have a set price and they guarantee that price for as long as you stay with the network. So as long as you keep paying your bill and as long as you keep, you know, you don't break your contract with them, you can have that price. And they've now decided to do the same thing with their fibre broadband. So you will assume, obviously, that it's Air's network that they're using, and they are offering customers a 30-day rolling contract for $29.99, so €30 a month, and you will get fibre broadband to your house for that for life. For the first 10,000 customers that sign up for that, you will get that price for life.
You also need to be a Gomo mobile customer as well, which, if you are, then you're absolutely laughing. But it is worth just reading some of the fine print here, because again, although it is fibre to the home, it is up to 500 meg.
There's the rub, yes. So if you've had like 1 gig is, you know, fairly common now, particularly in urban areas of Ireland. If you want to get that slightly faster, I mean, kind of 500 megabits broadband is kind of like most of what people would now class as the minimum that you have to get. And don't get me wrong, like it will do most people. It will be fine. You know, most people are not going to have any issues with this, especially if you're working from home. I mean, I think that's what I use here, actually. It's up to, by the way. So, you know, you're not going to get 500 megs or 512 megabits, regardless of what broadband operator you go with. They always say up to, which is kind of their way of saying you might get this most of the time, but occasionally this will dip for whatever reason. And for most people, that's going to be fine. You know, they're not going to be doing heavy work that requires an extremely fast line. But if you have a lot of people in your house using devices at the same time, you might see a bit of a stutter. We do occasionally, but for the most part, you know, this 500 megabit offering is going to be fine for every day. Kind of, you know, streaming videos, making work calls, doing, you know, video calls, that kind of thing, working from home. It will be fine. You know, you might not. Obviously, 1 gig is always going to be better, but, you know, for the most part, if you're paying €30 a month and you're happy with that, great, you know, off you go. It's a great deal. And it is that thing of it's a 30-day rolling contract. So if you're not happy with it, you can move on. You're not tied in for a year. But yeah, that is the there is the kind of the fine print. The other thing that people should be aware of with GOMO, and if you're not a GOMO customer, this might have passed you by, but they do say it's a fully digital customer experience. So that means if you have a problem, you go through like an online chat facility rather than ringing somebody and kind of having your complaint or query dealt with over the phone. Everything kind of goes through this web chat system. That does not suit everybody.
No, but I was a GOMO customer for a good while. I had a GOMO SIM in my second phone, which was just handy to have. And I was kind of contemplating when and where would you need to get onto the customer service, in the sense that obviously if there's a network outage or whatever, that's fair enough. But like, your bill is the same every single month. It comes out as a direct debit, so you're not going to have billing queries or anything like that. I was reading that the service, for the most part, when it comes to the broadband, is going to be plug and play. If there's fibre outside your home now, if there needs to be that connection, the last sort of connection to get the fibre to the home, they're saying allow 2 days. But overall, it does seem like it's removing a lot of the faff and a lot of the flab, I suppose, around getting a service like broadband installed and up and running in your house.
See, a lot of the broadband things, though, they are plug and play now. They will send you out the equipment in the post. So I suppose what GOMO's doing here is not that groundbreaking. You know, it is kind of, if you already have all the kind of infrastructure there, for most people, it is going to be plug and play. And that's been my experience, regardless of whether it's, you know, GOMO, Fiber or another provider. They will occasionally send out an engineer, but only if they need to add in anything, you know, like an extra connection, or, you know, you haven't had a particular service in the house. Well, when we moved into my current house, for example, we had to get somebody out because it was an older broadband connection. Mm. That was fine. But for the most part, most people will get their broadband equipment in the post. And then if they need an engineer will be sent out. If not, they can set it up themselves. All well and good. I think, though, if, you know, it comes to kind of a fully digital customer experience, you only really feel the loss of talking to a person when you really need to talk to a person. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a problem, if your experience is smooth and you don't have any issues setting stuff up or you don't have any kind of service interruptions, great. But there will be people who do prefer to talk to a person. They don't like using web chat for whatever reason. I don't mind using web chat, but there are sometimes now, particularly as things shift more towards AI, where it can be a little bit frustrating because sometimes you just need to talk to a person and explain to them what's going on, because it doesn't fit into those narrow boxes of, you know, what a web chat and what a bot on a web chat can deal with. Or you just really don't feel like typing in lines and lines and lines of text. Sometimes it's just easier to explain to somebody over the phone exactly what's going on. Mm. Now, again, though, I mean, look, you know, this doesn't mean that just because something is on web chat that the customer service is inferior, because at the end of the day, like, a lot of the time when you're talking to somebody on the phone, they're dealing with a script that they have to run through anyway, you know. Mm-hmm. So if the customer says this, ask them this. If it's not this, move on to this, you know. So, you know, it is just down to personal preference. And you are going to get some people who will always prefer to talk to a person. Just like when you go into a supermarket, you will always get people who prefer to use the human checkouts instead of the self-service ones. Now, I am a committed self-service checkout person because I like just being able to get in and out. Mm-hmm. I don't mind using web chat. I'm still kind of a bit stuck on whether or not I, you know, you ring a company now for customer service. Sometimes they're using AI kind of chatbots to guide you through the system. To me, I just find that's the same, a slightly smarter, but not too much smarter version of press one here for this, press two here for that. And I often end up just kind of wailing down the phone. I just want to talk to a person. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it is down to personal preference. So I do think that, you know, it's just something to bear in mind. If you do like to talk to people to deal with your problems, if you're, you know, this probably isn't for you. If you don't mind typing your queries into a chat box, as I frequently don't. In fact, sometimes it's better that I don't talk to a person because it depends on the time of day. So, you know, if you're happy with using web chat, also fine. I mean, my parents have GOMO accounts and they're in their 70s and they've have no issues whatsoever with it. So it's not down to a specific age group. It's just down to personal preference.
Yeah. And I suppose that's where the beauty of this offering comes into play, because having it so that it is just for GoMo customers means that the GoMo customer already knows the score with that digital experience. And also, as you say, like, it's not for everyone. So this initial offer of the 30 quid and then there is a 50 quid installation fee, that's only for the first 10,000 customers. But what I'm really interested in is the fixed price, because for the last few Aprils, I've spent so much time talking about the now annual inflation increase that occurs, which is pushing bills up and up and up. And I'm interested to see how other established providers respond in relation to that, because we saw that they then developed, the traditional mobile networks then developed their own digital mobile networks in the wake of the arrival of GoMo and really pushed them. So this to me is a bit of a game changer because it's a completely new approach.
It is. And I do think that I would encourage anybody who's with a network that, you know, kind of implements these annual price increases. You know, there are ways around that. You know, if you move network and then move back, you know, the base prices will always stay the same, and the increases are, you know, it's like, say, every April for existing customers, for customers who are signed up at the time. If you're kind of smart and you time it right, you can avoid the impact of the bulk of those increases by just, you know, moving network every 12 months, which is a bit of a pain, but it's done so seamlessly now. It's the same as with your electricity, your gas, your broadband bills. You know, people move networks now because they get an introductory price, and for the first 12 months you're on X amount, or your TV service, you're on, say, like, you're on a half price deal, and then at the end of those 12 months you revert to their full price, which is typically, like, for some of the broadband deals I've seen, it's like, you know, €25 for the first 12 months and then you go to €50 after that. So I mean, you're effectively, you're doubling your costs. So I think, you know, if you plan it well, that's the way to do it, that you can actually avoid the bulk of those increases. Now, it does require you to remember to change. And that's obviously where, you know, the kind of the suppliers win, in that people kind of forget about changing. I think we were off our electricity contract for 3 months. It was when we got a huge bill. I was like, holy hell, what is this? That I realized we've been out of contract for like 3 months. And that kind of spurred me on to change. But like most people, the bills are coming out by direct debit. It's not such a massive increase that you'd notice it as much. Most people don't bother opening something that is a set price. Like, say your broadband bill is a set price every month. They don't bother opening it 9 times out of 10. They just pay the money. It comes out direct debit. And they don't pay too much attention to it. Not like your electricity bill. But, you know, I kind of think this takes away that element of having to shift around, and it is a good, I suppose it's a good move for somebody like GoMo, because it means they will keep customers. After that first 10,000, because this is what happened, obviously, with the mobile offering, after the set amount of customers got their $9.99 for life, then it was like, well, what happens now? And I said, it only went up by a couple of euro. And also then, you know, when they brought in 5G, there was an additional charge if you wanted to upgrade to a 5G plan. So instead of being on your $9.99 a month for life, you would go up to €13 or €15, depending on when you signed up. So I think that, you know, the fact that this is only, like, say, a 500 megabit line, I would imagine in the future that there is going to be an increase in the speed, as in, you know, like, they might up the basic speed to one gigabit line. And if you want to upgrade from your 500 to this higher speed, you will add an extra fee onto that. But then again, that will be your price for life. I would imagine that that's going to be the same thing. So I think, like, that's how they will obviously get people to pay them a little bit more over time. Because, you know, if you do want 5G, like, if you're happy on 4G, you know, €10 a month for life is fine. If you want to upgrade it, you're going to have to pay that bit extra. So they move people off those, and they will get that extra money out of people, because some people will always want the best, the fastest, you know, the most up-to-date service possible. For most people, this is a good move. For GoMo, it's a good move. It's going to get more people in. And obviously then, if people want the broadband, they will sign up for the mobile package as well. So kind of a win-win then for them.
Yeah, it's a win-win for them, and I would argue for the consumer as well, because again, it's giving us more choice and better value. I'd love to know your thoughts. Are you going to make the move? Techtalk@newstalk.com. For the moment, Ciara O'Brien from the Irish Times, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.